Okie dokie, it's time for the worst Christmas songs of all time. Let's do this. So when I was in school, I took a class called Christian Thinking. And one of the assignments we did every week was to see something in our life and then run it through a Christian worldview or biblical, you know, scrutiny to see if it measured up to what the Bible teaches and if it's theologically accurate or inaccurate. And so I think critical thinking is good. And so here we go. Let's critically think about what's going on around us in the music that we listen to during Christmas time. Because what we listen to shapes our imagination and our view of the world, and our view of the world shapes the way we live. And the way we live affects our eternity and the impact we have on others. And so we want to be wise about the content we consume in our brains because it will affect our actions. Nothing you do is just neutral. I don't know. I mean, I listen to Christmas music that's not good. So I don't know. Just have your brain on. Don't just let it happen to you. Here we go. Some of my least favorite Christmas songs. Baby, It's Cold Outside is the obvious one. It's just creepy and weird. No bad theology, just, you know, a bad person. I guess that is bad theology. It's creepy. Okay. That one is just a bonus. Most of the Christmas songs I don't like are just overly sentimental. It seems like a lot of people who wrote Christmas music were never at a natural childbirth, because, for example, Silent Night. I don't know if I hate this song because I worked at a church for so long, and every Christmas Eve you have to light the candles and sing this terrible song because of makes people feel good. I don't know. Sentimentality is not my favorite. Silent Night, Holy Night, All is Calm, All is Bright. Blah, 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 Holy Infant, Tender, Mild, Sleep in Heavenly Peace. I don't know. I mean, childbirth is pretty brutal. So not everything was calm, and not everything was, you know, chill. Maybe after he was born, there's like some rest. But they're out in a barn, or they're like, they're not, I don't know. It's like the Jesus story is not, and when you read the scriptures, it's not awesome. They're like, can't find anywhere to sleep. Sleeping outside's not cool. Having a baby outside's like super not cool. I don't know. This turns my imagination off. I'm not digging it. Radiant beams from thy holy face. I don't know. Was Jesus' baby face glowing? Maybe. I don't know. I just don't dig it. I don't like the imagery that it's conjuring up, making for a overly clean and purified birth. Jesus was a human. Childbirth is gnarly. There's blood and it's crazy. All right, next one. Come All You Faithful. Not a fan of this one. Talked about this in the last episode podcast. I mean, the rest of the song is fine. Just come all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. That line is the one that's like, eh. I mean, the shepherds, I don't know. Maybe they were faithful. Maybe they were joyful and triumphant. But maybe they were just shepherds, you know, dirty and stinky and like, you know, just regular dudes. Those are the people that were invited to Jesus's birth. Stinky people. So I just think this is kind of sending the imagination off into left field. But the rest of the song is calling us to adore him and worship him and exalt him highly, which is, I can get behind that. But I just wish that they would have opened the invitation up a little wider to the people who are allowed to worship. Away in a Manger, another one where they don't understand birth. It says, the worst line is, I mean, the cattle are lowing, the poor baby wakes, the cows wake him up. But the little Lord Jesus, no crying he makes. He doesn't cry. He's Jesus is never made a peep because he's God and crying is bad. I don't know. I mean, if your baby doesn't cry when it comes out, there's something wrong. So Jesus should be crying. I don't know. Silly. I mean, it's a nice prayer. Be near me, Lord Jesus. I ask thee to stay close by me forever. That's fine. It's fine. That's a good prayer. Bless all the dear children in thy tender care and take us to heaven to live with the... Okay, the taking us to heaven to live with thee there is, again, we should have a talk about heaven, but heaven comes to earth and so we don't float away in disembodied spirits. We live here on earth. Jesus comes back and renews all things here. So I don't know why everyone was so obsessed with floating away whenever these were written. Away in a manger, a little bit too sentimental for me. Got two more. Mary, did you know? I don't know. I think the repetition is just pandering. It's an interesting thought experiment. How much did Mary know? She was given the prophecy from the angel, but still, like, throughout Jesus' life, his family comes to him and is like, hey, man, you're acting like a crazy person. So I think Mary understood eventually who Jesus was, but it probably took her a while. I don't know. Why do you keep asking her so many questions? She just had a baby. Chill out. I don't know. Did you know, give sight to the blind? All the things that this person is asking Mary, if she knew, are fine. But, I don't know, just asking so many questions. Just chill out. Stop. I don't know. It's also, like, overly sentimental. Just, like, the musical part of it. It's, like, trying to make me sad. The last one. Worst song of all time. It's not supposed to be a Christian song, per se, but Santa Claus is Coming to Town really epitomizes for me the Christian culture, Jesus, Christmas, smashing together, blurring, blahing of what Christmas is all about. When I was a youth pastor, one of the required readings in school is You Lost Me by someone, I can't remember. But it's basically how the youth of America, their religion is moralistic therapeutic deism, MTD is what they call it, which is basically just be good. Jesus is here if you need him to make you feel better, and he's a faraway God. But if you need him, he'll come give you whatever you want. And that is what most youth believe about Jesus, and this book was written 10, I don't know how many years ago. So they're adults now. That's what most people, their imagination of Jesus is. And so this song, You Better Watch Out, You Better Not Cry, people are not liking the crying thing. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list. He's going to find out. He's not very nice. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good. So be good, for goodness sake. There's just so much wrong. There's so much wrong with this song, but the main beef I have with it is just that it clouds the imagination of who God is, who Jesus is, what he came for. And so Santa Claus is one that we have told our kids is not real since they were born. First thing when they came out, like, Santa's not real. Because it is confusing, I think, to the imagination of Santa Claus only gives presents to good kids who don't cry and complain, and I don't know. And Jesus only loves you and brings you to heaven if you don't cry and complain. Like, it's just, it's too much not the gospel. And it could masquerades, and it's seeped into the way our Christian imagination is. That God loves us if we're good and doesn't if we're bad. Santa Claus is coming to town, so be good for goodness sake. That line, be good for goodness sake, is interesting. Why should we be good? Just for the sake of being good, so we can get some presents? Is goodness a real moral standard that we should live by and be accountable to, that's written down in the Bible and lived out in Jesus? Should we be good because we love Jesus and want to be near to him and closer communion with him. What is the reason for being good? What is good? See, you can get into a philosophical conversation about anything. But, you know, I'm going to call it that. I'm going to call it at that. I'm going to be done talking now. That's the end. Let me know all the songs that you hate down below in the comments, and we can have a chat about it. I will see you next time. Happy Advent, happy Christmas, and goodbye.